Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel of Masechtas Kedushin. We are on Samach Beis Amud Beis, the fourth line from the bottom. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who we just learned about the Shachas, about the shoots, V'Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir, Kulus V'Rulahu, they all hold Adam Makne Davar Shalom Bala Olam. A person can be makna something that does not yet exist in the world. All of them agree. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hadomoran. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, we just said. Right, that was yesterday. Rabbi, what about Rabbi? How do we know Rabbi holds that? The Tanya. Because we learned in the Brisa, it says in the Torah, Lo saskir eved el adonav. Don't return an eved to its master. Says Rashi, Azhara lebezdin, it's a warning to Bezdin, Shelo yazgiruhu lebailav, don't return an eved to a master, Lihishtabig bo. So a master could work it. Wait a minute. You don't return an eved to its master? Talking about an eved kenani. Why can't you return it to its master? Who told him eved is allowed to run away? What's going on here? So what's pshat? Of the Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, you know what that pasuk means? Don't return the eved to its master. Vilokeach eved, you bought the eved, al menas l'shachro, on condition to free him. Hakas of Madaver. That's what that pasuk is talking about. What about the Isser of Lola Mehem Tavodu? And I saw the Achmanim talk about it, they deal with it, putting that issue aside. You bought the Eved with the sole purpose of freeing him. Okay? Hechi Dami. How's that happening? What's going on here? Amr of Nachar by Yitzchak. Here's what's going on. Kigon, for example. The Kasav Lei. You wrote this Eved. Likhe Esh Kachacha. When I buy you, Hare Atzmacha Knuyolach Me'achshav. Your freedom is given right now. When I buy you, when I go over this Eved, when I purchase you, next week, whatever it is, whenever that happens, you are freed from right now. Oh, is he freed from right now? No, he's not freed from right now. He's not free yet. There's no kinyan yet. We'll get to the Achshav in a minute. When I buy you, then I'm freeing you. That's a davar shalom b'alala. You don't own him yet. How could you make such a statement? But when I buy you, what do you see? Rebbe holds that you could be maknes something that's lo bala olam. And therefore, such an eved can't be returned. You know why? He's not really an eved. He's really free already. Okay? Now, make sense? Okay, we're going to just do Reb Meir, because we're going to have to, this gigantic tosos here, takes almost the whole page, is going to contrast the next case. Reb Meir, how do we know Reb Meir holds that a person can be machne adav or shalob al olam? Reb Meir, detanya, Reb Abraisa, ha'omer le'isha, if a man says to a woman, ha'rei ad mekudeshesli, please become married to me, la'achar she'es gayer, after I become a ger, right now I'm a goy. But I'm working on it. I'm going to become a ger soon. So here's a ring right now, and be makdish to me on condition I become when I become a Jew, or la'achar she'es gayri, after you become a Jew, or la'achar she'ishtachrar, after I become free, or la'achar she'ishtachrari, after you become free, or la'achar she'yamuz bailech. Hey, listen to this. The guy goes over to a woman. Here's a ring. After your husband dies, he'll be makudish to me. Right? Or la'achar she'tamas achosecha. So I'm right. Reuben's married to the sister. He goes over to the sister, who's a single girl. Here's a ring. When your sister dies, I can marry two sisters. So when she dies finally, then you'll be mekadesh to me. Or la'achar she'achlot lach yivmech. After your yavam will do chalit on you and free you to me. So I'm giving you a ring right now. I want to chapi right now. Right? Ainam Kadeshes. In all these cases, there's no Kedushin. Why not? Because Kedushin can't be Chal right now. She's a married woman. You're waiting for the husband to die. You can wait all you want. You can't marry her now. She's a married woman. The husband might die. Yeah, that's a Davar Shalom Balal. Right. Remeir Omer, Mekudeshes. Remeir says it works. Remeir says it works. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Asan LaOmer, Eina Mekadeshes, it does not work. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Omer, Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi holds, Me'ikar HaDin, really, it would work. In other words, really he agrees that a person should be Makne, Adav HaShalob Olam. Really he agrees to that. Ma'atam Amru Eina Mekudeshes, but as Xerid Rabbanon, no, Eina Mekudeshes. You know why? Mishum Eva. Because what kind of life is that? You're waiting for the husband to die. You're waiting for the sister to die. So you could be married. That just breeds problems. Right? Could you imagine such a home where they're waiting for people to die? So really it works. It works. But we're not allowing this to happen because of Ava. Ava means contention. Well, what kind of house is that? Kind of, you know, can you imagine going to that Hanukkah party and everyone's waiting for everyone to die? That's crazy. Therefore, Midrabanan, he holds it also doesn't work. So the Gemara says, V'nechshav Nami, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So then why didn't Abaya include Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in the list? If really he holds he could do it, Adam can be Makhlad Avash Olam, really he holds, only Eva is a problem, really make it holds it's good, so why isn't he on the list? So the Gemara says, yes, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. No, isn't Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? I'm not exactly sure what this give and take of this Gemara is. Didn't we know that? We know that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is Rabbi. Okay, now, V'nech Shov Nami Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we also encounter Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Akiva? Deitanya, because we learned it in Braisa. Konam Shani Ozel Apicha. If a woman says, the halacha is that a woman works. If a woman works, then her Maisa Yadayim, the money she brings in, belongs to the husband. What if she says, I'm making a neder, you can't touch that money? Right? So, Ein Sarach Lahafer. You don't have to be made for that neder. You know why? Because that neder doesn't get off the ground. That neder is against the Torah. She has no right to say that. It's built into the relationship. He has to free her. She gets captured. All these, we learned the whole ksuvas. So one of the things is, if she makes money, goes to him. Assuming he supports her, assuming all that's true. So she makes a neder, I don't have to give you anything. That neder, they don't have to be made for that neder. The neder itself doesn't get off the ground. Rabbi Akiva, oh my no, Yafer, it does get off the ground. He has to be made for it. You know why? Because Shema Tadav Alav Yosef Min Aroyloi. Maybe she'll earn more than what she has to give him. As Rashi points out, the Chachamim established that depending on Yehuda, it was X number. It was Yehuda, Hey Slayim, Shesi Bi Yehuda, 5 Slayim for the Shesi, right? It's one half of the cloth. One half of the weaving process, right? Shetzi v'arev, right? Up and down, horizontal and vertical. And then Rashi says in Galil it was double that. It was 10 in the Galil, whatever it is. So maybe she'll earn more than that. She's a CEO of a corporation. She makes $1 million a year. She has to give him the whole $1 million? No. She has to give him X amount. That's required. Hey, Sloyim, Yud Sloyim, whatever it is, wherever you live. And then the rest she can keep. Says Rabbi Akiva, of course it's a good net there. Of course it's a good neder. Maybe she'll make more. Maybe she'll make more. Isn't that making more davar shelo bal olam? We don't have a paycheck yet. We don't know what she made yet. So it's a davar shelo bal olam. Says Rabbi Akiva, he has to be made for it. What do you see? That a person can amount to davar shelo bal olam. If she wouldn't, right? That's what you see. So the Gemara, no. Ha'idmar Allah, we learned over there already about that story. Amar of Huna bar Braid Rav Yehoshua Ba'omeres. She didn't say my paycheck is ushered to you. She said, Bomeris, Yikadri Yadela Osehem. My hands are being maktish. The Adayim Isnu Ba'olam. The hands are in the world, they're right there. They're attached to her body. That's in the world. So it's not a case of Davar Maknish Shalom Bala Olam. Okay. The Tosus points out that we had really two people here. We had Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, which was the case of an Eved. And then we also had Rabbi Meir, which was the case of, I'll be machnish to you if I become a ger. Right? I'm giving you money now in condition I become a ger. By the case of Rebbe, it said, when I buy you, Mr. Eved, I'm going to free you, me'achshav. Tosfos points out, you have to say me'achshav. Because if you don't say me'achshav, if you don't say from right now, when is this chal, I'm not sure. But if you don't say me'achshav, then later on, there's nothing here. It also says, hacha mashma, top line. We're not going to do the whole thing inside, don't worry. Hachamashma, Dilamanda Amar Odamakna Dover Shalobal Olam, Mikal Makom, Sarah Hulomir Me Akshav. You must say Me Akshav. Vichain Mashna Beperakama de Baba Mitzia, Dika Amar Hasam, Amar Rava, Sadazu, this field, Likish Sheka Echna, Tekinu Lach Me Akshav. When I buy it, it will be belong to you right now. Same exact thing as a slave by a field. Vikasha. So the Tosfos says, wait a minute. Daha milsa de Rameir besamach. Rameir's case about when I become a ger. Gabe laachash es gayer. Laachash es gayri. Dom Rameir mekudeshes. Vloka amar dili boy lemeim ar meyachshav. Rameir didn't say meyachshav. Rameir didn't say meyachshav. Rameir said, when I become free, when I become a Jew, you marry. No meyachshav. What's the difference? May Achshav, when I become a Jew. What, you didn't say he's not a Jew yet? So what's the guy doesn't own the slave yet? What's the difference? Says Tosos. What's the difference?
So,
Famai Tarach Lomar B'tzada U'be'eved Tvei Migaver. Why do you have to say May Achshav more so by a man, more so by a field and an Eved than by a person? And then he goes, don't tell me this, don't tell me that. And then he gets to his answer. His answer is as follows. The re-answer is because a normal kedushin is given with money. Most kedushins are given with money. Very rare to do a kedushin with bia. It's not even favored, and very rare. So if a kedushin given with a shtar, very rare, right? Unheard of. It's mostly kesef or shava kesef. That kesef or shava kesef is never going to go away. In other words, even if you give her the money today and you say to her, "When I become a ger, we're going to be married." You give her the ring. That even if she sells the ring, even if that ring was given to her for her to use, there's no reason to say me'achshav. There's no reason. The chalos is the chalos of this kedushin is going to be satisfied by you giving her an item that can't be destroyed. It can be spent, but it can't really be destroyed. Unlike most purchases of karka. Or avodim, says Tosfos, were given with a shtar. So you say, I'm going to buy you. When I buy you, Mr. Eved, I'm going to free you. If you don't say me'achshav, what happens? You're out of a shtar right now. But when I buy you, and what happens by the time you buy him, the shtar is burnt. So how can he go free? What's the mechanism? There's no shtar. It's been burnt. It's been destroyed. Therefore, you have to say me'achshav. So if and by a sada also. So if it gets destroyed, no, but I already said me'achshav. So it could get destroyed. I don't have to put it in the safe. It got destroyed, it's fine. That's the reason distinction between a person and by kedushin, by Rameir, and Eved and sada by Rev, by the other two cases. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Tanishua says it makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? It makes no sense. The reason why it makes no sense is because very good, very lovely. You give the Eved a shtar, right? You give him a shtar me'achshav. There's no kinyan. You don't own him yet. There's no kinyan. No matter, you don't own him yet. What's going on here? What's he talking about? You don't own him yet. Right? The Eved right now is not in your rishus. When he gets into your rishus, whenever that happens, what's the story? There's no shtar. Because the shtar got burnt. So what is Tosfos talking about? Okay, that's the Pesach's question. The Rishash also asks this question. The Rishash answers, just like we have a din of kol ha'omed kizora kizora dummy, right? If something's omed for something, we say it's already as if it's something, right? It's omed to sprinkle, it's as if it's sprinkled, right? We have a rule like that. So too, it's omed to be yours, we're going to say it's yours even if the shtar gets burnt. Okay, that's the Rishash's way out. Shimon Shkop gives that some teeth. He says as follows. What is the purpose of a kinyan? Besides the transfer of... Again, in America, there's no such thing as a kinyan. Because in America, you can't acquire something without paying for it. In Halacha, there's no such concept like that. You can acquire something with a shtar. Shtar is a worthless piece of paper. You buy a field with a shtar, it's a piece of paper. Yes, you're going to have to pay for it. No, no one gets anything for free. In that sense, it is like America. No one gets anything for free in this world. 100%, you don't get anything for free. But how do I own it? with a piece of paper. Now, in America, there's no such concept. I own something with a piece of paper. Why do I need a Kenyan like that? What do I need a Kenyan for? Why do I need a Kenyan? You ever think about that question? What do I need a Kenyan for? Between me and you, we're going to decide, okay, so now the field belongs to you. What do I need a Kenyan for? What? Why? Why can't the transfer of ownership be our conversation? Why? The answer is because it's a demonstration that our das is what our das is about. It concretizes our das. We're sitting here schmoozing around. We're going to sell each other stuff. Good. Put it in the concrete terms. Make a shtar. Give kesef. Make a chazaka. Do a kinyan. Pick it up. Do a kinyan. It demonstrates that what we're talking about is going to become real. Right? Now, if something is a davar shelo bala olam, it's not here. Can the kinyan happen? No. It's not here. Can our das happen? Yeah. I want to sell to you. You want to buy it. We agree on everything. What's the problem? There's no kinyan. Why is there no kinyan? Because it's not here. It didn't exist. Doesn't exist yet. It's still. She's still a guy. Right? We can talk about how much we want to get married to each other. She's a guy. So is there a kinyan? No. Is there das? Yes. So therefore what? Once we say me'achshav, once I say me'achshav, I already got the kinyan too. The das, I always had the das. That I always have. When I buy you, I'm going to free you. That's the das. The das is good. What's the problem? There's no kinyan. Why is there no kinyan? Davar shelo bala olam. But I'll say me'achshav. Once I say, then I don't have to have the shtar anymore. The shtar can get burnt. Doesn't make a difference. I said me'achshav, and therefore it gives a concrete effect, just like a kinyan does. That's why me'achshav is necessary. And by kedushin, maybe Rav Meir argues on all this. So by kedushin, because you're giving kesef. So kesef is something that never dies. Therefore, that's exactly what Tosva said. Therefore, by kesef, you don't have to say me'achshav. The only time you have to say me'achshav is when you're giving a shtar. No, it's beautiful. It's not easy, but it's beautiful. No, you don't like it? Okay. Okay, next. It says the Mishnah. It's a hard Mishnah. It's very easy, very simple, very simple words. And you're wondering to yourself, like, what's this Mishnah? What is Mishnah saying? Ha'omer le'isha. If a man says to a woman, Harei mekudeshesli, you're married to me, al menas she'adaber olacha l'shulton, on the condition that I speak to the governor. You got a parking ticket. I'll get that parking ticket off. I'll go talk to the governor. I'll get that parking ticket off. Okay? Ve'ese imcha kapoel. Or I'll work for you for a day. Marry me on condition that I work for you. So daber aleha l'shulton, if he speaks to the governor, or ve'ase imo kapoel, or he does himself, he makes himself into a worker, mikudeshes. She's mekudeshes. V'yim lav, and if not, ain't a mekudeshes. She's not a mekudeshes. What's going on here?
First of all, what's the chiddush here?
What's the chiddush here, right?
You spoke about na'i. If you make it na'i, you don't make the tie. It's
right. Okay.
What?
Let's assume it was a tanai kavol.
Did he give her any money?
Amar Rish Lakish, says Rish Lakish, v'hu shenasin la shavapruta. But he also gave her a shavapruta. He also gave her a shavapruta. Says Rashi, very difficult Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Shuhu Shanashin La Shavapruta. He gave her a pruta and said, here's a pruta, and now what's the almanas? Marry me almanas that I go talk to the governor for you? So that's no different than, here's a pruta, and almanas it rains tomorrow, we're going to be married. What's the difference between that and that? There's no difference. What's the difference? No difference at all. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Says Rashi, look at the first Rashi. Va'amallah, and he said to her, Hiskachili Prutazu, be married to me with this pruta, al manas, .. Vaha asula ashmeinim, what's the chiddush? Tana didan, the bishar dibur, or bishar pu'ula, that with the schar of the talking, or the schar of I'll work for you, lo mekadsha, she's not married. That's not enough. Why? The yeshna l'schir is mitchil of yadsof, because we're going to hold, this kind of hold, that when you hire someone to do a job, you have to pay them at the end, or you have to pay him each second. Right? How does it work? So this Mishnah holds they have to pay each second. Therefore, the woman really is being Mekadosh with a loan, and loans you can't be Mekadosh with. Right? Because she owes you, right? You're speaking to the governor, they get the parking ticket off, so she owes you. Every second she owes you. That's a milva? That doesn't work. We had that already. Right? That's what this Mishnah holds. Vumilvahu, ulukamafar shechisham alei rishlakish marastisim. Right? Therefore it's a milva, and therefore it doesn't work. Says the Matna. This is such a simple Mishnah. Rashi had to come up with an answer like that to explain this Mishnah. Such a dochic way of reading this Mishnah. I never would have read that Mishnah in a million years like that. We're talking about it's chiris, mitzchil, v'atzof, it's a loan. First of all, we had all that also. Right? First of all, we had all that. That's not Pasha Pshat, this Mishnah at all. Look what the Mishnah says. If he does it, good, and if not, not. No, because we're really talking about it. Also, to give a fruit, what's going on? Rashi is very difficult. Tosfos Rashi is a very simple pshat. The chiddush is, even if you don't succeed, you didn't succeed. You didn't get the parking ticket off. Or, she didn't want you to go. She didn't want you to go. Don't worry, I'm going to talk to the governor. She says, my governor is my brother-in-law. I don't need you to talk to the governor. I'm closer with the governor than you. What kind of science? What are you offering me? What are you giving me? Doesn't make a difference. Still good. Right? It's all different than any others. I'll be Makadosh on condition it rains tomorrow. What does she care if it rains tomorrow? Right? What does she care? You know what? Okay. The answer is, she doesn't have to care. Now, you might think that if it's something much more personal to her, right, I'll speak to the governor for you, I'll get that parking ticket off, I'll get you that contract that you're waiting for, I'll speak to the powers that be. And you're unsuccessful, it's still a good condition. You know why? Because you spoke to the governor. That's the Tosfos Rosh. Much more simple, a little bit of a dochek, because it's still not a chiddush. But it's more of a chiddush, and it's much more in line with the Pasha reading of the Mishnah. Yeah. Right. Right. So the condition has to be fulfilled. Right. Right. So here the thing is, even if she doesn't want it, that's what Tosfos Rosh says. Even if the outcome did not go her way, you spoke to the governor. He says, "I'm not taking away that parking ticket." So then, what'd you do? Still, she's married. Why? Because he spoke to the governor. You didn't say, I'm going to speak to the governor and win for you. You didn't say that. So I went. I went to his office. I spoke to him. And he threw me out. I did my shtadlus. And therefore, we're married. But you have to give a pruta. Why? Amar Rish Lakish. Uvitschar lo. What? And just the schar of speaking to the governor is not going to be enough? Why not? Why wouldn't that be enough? Yeah. Why would it be enough? So Rashi already gave the answer. Because we're going to hold that it's chiris mitzchil v'atzof, and therefore it's a loan. We already have the answer. We're going to have to get there. Because the benefit is not enough. The hatanya, we don't do the price. B'tzchar sheh, haki v'sicha ala chamor, on the tzchar that I took you on the donkey, I gave you a donkey ride, or shav v'sicha b'kar b'sfina, or I took you on the wagon or on the boat, in the mekudeshes. That's not mekudeshes. Why? Because it's a past event. Schar that I did that for you last month, that's a past event. B'schar sha'ar kivicha al chamar, on the schar that I will give you a donkey rider. Oh, sha'ar shivicha b'karna b'sfina, or that I will take you on a ride, that is mikudeshes. That's mikudeshes. Right? Why is it mikudeshes? Because you're giving her a free ride. V'chitem ha'chanayim b'diyal ha'shava pruta, and if you want to tell me that case is talking about, well, you gave her a shava pruta, v'ha b'schar ka'amar, but it's a schar. So it can't be there's a pruta there. You said the schar that I'm going to give you a free ride in the airplane, be mekudeshin with that hana. You can't tell me, oh, but he gave her a pruta. It doesn't say that. But, oh, and also, Tanya, we have another verse that says, shave imi betafsa, stay close to me, stay with me over here. I need you, I'm scared, whatever. So if you stay here, I get hana that you're next to me, or v'akadosh lach, and I'll be mekadosh to you, schok lefanai, tell me a good joke. Record lefan, I dance in front of me, right? That's worth something. There's a value. People pay a lot of money to go see people dance, right? They pay $100 for a ticket to go see people dance. That's worth something. So you dance in front of me. You tell me, people pay a lot of money to go to comedians. You tell me some funny jokes. I'll be mekadosh to that hana. Or, oh, say kedimus hazeh, paint me a painting. Shamanah. So we evaluate. Im yesh moshav pruta mekudeshes. Is that value? Was that good? Was it a good joke? If it was a good joke, if you got a pruta hanah out of that joke, mekudeshes. V'im lav ena mekudeshes. So you can be mekadesh hanah. You don't have to get something tangible. You can be. V'chi teima hachanai v'diyal moshav pruta. What do you want to tell me? You gave a pruta and said and be mekadesh. Here's a pruta and also be mekadesh to be almanat. That was a good joke. V'ha shamanah soka amar. But it says we have to evaluate. So there is no fruit of being given. So to yofta the Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish doesn't make any sense. So what's the difference between Rish Lakish between the Mishnah and these brises? So I'm like Rish Lakish. Ha tana brasa for ain't scarce el basof. No, because those brises hold. Dance in front of me. Tell me a good joke. Those hold that the only time you have to give payment is at the end. So there's no loan. There's no loan. She doesn't owe you money. She's not being mekayish too that she has to owe you money. No. The schiris is only at the sof, at the end. Therefore, is there enough from that dance? Is there enough from those jokes? If yes, she's married. But our Mishnah holds, v'tanadi don safar, yesh no schiris b'tchil v'yad sof. Our Mishnah holds, no! Each moment that you're telling her the joke, she owes you for that joke. Therefore, it's a loan, and a woman can't be mekayish with loans. Okay? Now, that's the difference between, of course, so it depends on, so can you be mekayish with an intangible hana? It depends what you hold. Is it mitchil of etzof or not? Umay duchke the Rish Lakish lo ugmin lemasizim b'yesh shechir mitchil of etzof. What pushed Rish Lakish to hold that way? Ubediyav la, and he has to give her the also a pruta in addition. So amarava because masizim kishite because our mishnah was difficult. My area the tani almanas. Why does it say almanas? Why is it almanas? If we don't hold this way, what does it mean almanas? I'll be Makadish, Almanas? No, be Makadish to me because I'm going to speak to the governor. What does it mean Almanas I'm going to speak to the governor? Doesn't make any sense. It must be Almanas, Nitni Beschar. Just say, on the Schar that I'm going to go speak to the governor for you, be Makadish to me. So then we'll evaluate. Is that worth a pruta? Would somebody pay a pruta to go get the parking ticket off? Most people would. So therefore what? El Shmamina, call Almanas, Hechadi Avlahu. No, he gave her the pruta also. Condition, almanas, I will go speak to the governor. Why? Because that can't be enough. Why? Because he holds it's a loan. Therefore, he has to give her something concrete. Okay? Good?
How do you determine what's a loan?
There's a loan it's not a loan.
Service,
it's not a loan. Whenever there's a service or an intangible benefit, we view it as he's giving her the benefit each second. And she owes him. She owes it back to him, and she's getting it as a loan. It's like a loan, not a loan. She didn't lend him anything. All he did was tell some jokes. How's that a loan? All he did was tell some jokes. But we hold that the giving of the jokes is a continuous process. Which, if you would pay for that, you'd have to pay each second. You'd have to, right? You now come tell me some good jokes. I'll give you $10, right? So each second you owe me more of those $10. So I'm borrowing the $10 back out of you. That's a loan. Has a din of a loan. If you hold the other way, you only chayav to give is when you finish. When you finish, you chayav to give. So there's no milva and there's no problem of being mekayish. You're not allowed to be mekayish with a milva. I don't know. Next. Also, mishnah short and also not easy. Next. Almanas shiir to Abba. On the condition my father agrees to the shirach. On the condition he agrees. So ratza of mekudeshes. If the father agrees, good. V'im lav, and if not, ena mekudeshes, no good. Meis ha'av, what if the father died? Father died. So he made a condition on the condition that my father agrees, and then they run home to tell the father if he agrees, and they find that he passed away. So, hareza mekudeshes. It's a good marriage. Why? Because the father can't not agree. He's not alive. Tomorrow we'll ask it. Meis ha'ben, what if the son died now? So she married woman? He said, I'm only marrying on condition that my father agrees. Then he passes away. So he never asked the father. So she married woman. Maybe the father won't agree. So she married woman? Can she marry a Kohen now? A Kohen Gadol? She married woman?
She's not married.
You're holding she's not married.
No.
So, says the Mishnah, Malamdin ha'av lama she'ena rotza. We tell the father, say you didn't agree. So she won't be married. We tell the father, better say you didn't agree.
Unless it says me'achshav.
Oh, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. So now, my almanas shir to Abba. What does that mean my father wants? Ilema ad to Omar Abba in. The father has to say, yes, I give you my blessings. Then, amen mitziyasa. Look at the second case. The second case said, meis ha'av, If the father died, Habezim Mukudeshes. Then they're married. Baha'alo Amar in, but he didn't say he gives his blessings. He died. He didn't say he agrees. He died. Ella, what do you want to tell me? Almanas Shiyishto Gaba. The ratio must be that the condition was that my father was silent. Okay? Before he was silent, I told him, he didn't say a word. So obviously he agrees. Now aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. Meis haben, if the son dies, melamden es ha'av lomash e'ena rotsa. We tell the father, say you didn't want it. Amai, vashasik, but he's quiet. He's quiet. So if he's quiet, he consented. So I mean, tell him not to say anything. Tell him to say he doesn't like it. But he's quiet. So therefore he consented. Ella amala. So the sefer must be amala almanas shelo yimcha abba, on the condition that the father doesn't protest. You can't say that about the resha, because that means they're married for 20 years, and all of a sudden one day the father will I protest. The Rashi explains. That's why the resha is going to have to be where he's quiet, and the seifa is going to have to be where he protests. The resha can't be where he protests, because if he protests, he can undo this marriage 10 years later. I protest now. By the seifa, we don't have a problem with that, because the son's dead. He's dead. So anyway, there's no marriage. So just say you protest. At least she doesn't have to be called an Ashes Ish. She can be called a Penuya still.
Oh,
so the Gemara is going to say he has 30 days to protest. Therefore, it can make sense. Okay? But right now, we're saying that what? That the Reish is talking about where he was silent, and the same is talking about where he protests. So the Gemara says, Amalei Amanat Shol Yim Chava. So Reish B'chad Taima, Mutasa B'seva B'chad Taima. So the Reish is one reason, and the middle and the safe is another reason. Amar Rabbiana in. Yes. Yes. That's the only way this Mishnah makes any sense. So Amar Rish Lakish Shmamina, you know what you see from here, Midrav Rabbianai, that the Chkinan U'makvinan Masnitza B'trei Taima, we would rather take a Mishnah and make it two different reasons. The Reish is talking about where the father is silent, and the same is talking about where the father protests, rather than Valibid Chad Tana, as long as it's one Tana. The Lo Makminan B'trei Tanoi, we don't want to say it's two Tanoim U'b'chad Taima. We don't want to say it's two Tanoim, having a dispute. That we don't want to say. We'd rather give a Dochik thing and say the Mishnah is talking about two different cases, which we hardly ever do this. We hardly ever say such a thing. The Reish is talking about case A, and the Seif is talking about a whole different thing. We very rarely say such a thing. And we always ask the question, what, the Reish is talking about Aleph, and the Seif is talking about Beis? We never say that. Rabbi Yosef, Ba'ami, Amano, La'ola, Amchad, Tami. You can say it's one reason. You know what's going on here? Umay, Almanas, Shiyirtza, Abba, Almanas, Shiyolo, Yimcha, Abba, Mikamba, Shloshim, Yom. It can be talking about a mocha. It can be talking about a protesting. Right? The problem was, till if you don't add in the 30 days, the problem is the father can protest for 100 years? That can't be. But they're married with 5 kids, and now the father says, I protest? No. Your father has 30 days to think it over. 30 days to think it over. The entire Mishnah can be talking about protesting. Okay? Okay. Next Gemara. You could spend a year in this Gemara in Yeshiva. The next Gemara, from now to the bottom. Kidashti is biti. If someone is Makadish's daughter, father's Makadish's daughter, Veni Adei Lemi Kiddishtei. He doesn't know who he is Makadish to. He forgot. So, Uba Echad V'Omer, Ani Kadashti. I'm the one. It's me. Says the Mishnah, Ne'eman. He's believed. Why is he believed? The bottom line is because the father might not remember who, but he remembers who it's not. So if you walk in and say, it's me, the father will say, you? I never saw you before in my life. So since the father doesn't remember who, but he'll remember who it's not, no one will have the chutzpah to go in there and make a fool out of himself, right? And say, hey, it's me, and it's not true, because the father, that will jog the father's memory. At least he'll know, hey, it wasn't you, right? Therefore, therefore this guy's believed. Now, having said that, the next second line of the Mishnah is very difficult. Ze amar ni kadashtiyah, ve ze amar ni kadashtiyah. If two people walk in, one says it's me, and one says, no, it's me. Therefore, the halach is, shneim nostim get. They both have to write her a get. Why? Because maybe it's one of them. We don't know which one it is. It could be. It can't be both, but it could be it's one. So misafik, we're going to make both of them write a get, and both of them have to write a get, and therefore the night she can't be married to either one. This is the hard part. V'im ratzu o echad. V'im ratzu, if they agree, echad knows a get, echad kones. One can write a get, and one can marry her. Right? Didn't I just say that no one has the chutzpah to go in there if you're not the one? And here this guy, one of them did it. One of them had such chutzpah, right? The Gemara will touch on it a little bit. Amar Rav, Neman litin get, the eino neman liknos. No, 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 wait a minute. When we say in the Mishnah that you're believed to marry her, you're only believed to marry her for the purposes of giving her a get. You are not believed to marry her to live with her. That far would not allow you. We're not allowing you to live with her. Why? The eino neman, neman litin get, the eino neman liknos. Neman litin get, you're believed to give a get. Ain adam chote velo lo. Nobody will sin nobody will sin if they don't get any benefit out of it. Most people, right? Most people. That's why the Chavetz Chaim said that lashon hara is so terrible. You don't even get hana out of it. What do you get hana out of that? Hey, eat a cheeseburger. You got hana. You don't even get hana. Nobody will do that. You're gonna say you're married to her just to ruin her. Nobody will do that. What benefit do you get out of that? But you can't marry her. You can't say it's me to marry her. You know why? Because maybe you have a taiva for her, and you're not really the one. That's hana. You're gonna get a taiva out of her. You're gonna be with her. You're not really the one. So to live with her, we don't allow it. But to say you're the one to give her a get to free her to the rest of the world, that we do allow. We don't talk about Rishoyim. The average guy, the pasha the guy. Pasha the guy has vendettas? No. Yeah. No, the pasha the guy wants to ruin people. Most people are not like that. So we don't assume that. So that, first of all, you could just know if a pasha would answer. If that's true, then he would never have the chutzpah to walk in. Oh, I'm the one. You? We haven't spoken to your family in 50 years. Right? I was Makadosh my daughter to you, right? Rabasi Amar, Af Neman Liknos. You can even marry her. Even believed to marry her. Umode Rebbe Asi, but Rabbi Asi does agree, but Omeres Niskadashti, if she says, I was married to somebody, the Eini Yadas Lami Niskadashti, but I don't know who it was, and the guy says, oh, it's me, then Rabbi Asi agrees, she ain't Neman Liknos. She's not believed for that. She's not believed, he's believed. The daughter's not believed, the father's believed. Why? The Gemara is going to say, because a daughter, she will want somebody and she'll say it's him even if it wasn't true. The father would never say that. She might say it. Okay? She likes it. A nice guy comes to the door and says, it's me. Yeah, it's him. Is it really him? Of course not. But she wants him, so she'll say that. The father would never do that. So the father, we believe. The daughter, we don't. Tana Rabbanan, Tanan, our mission said, wait a minute. Ratzu echad notes and get vechad kones. One can marry and one doesn't have to marry. So to you, if the Rav, Rav said that there's no permission to marry, just to divorce. But our Mishnah says if two walk in the door, one can marry. So here's the answer, a difficult answer. Amalach Rav, no, Shiny Hasam, it's different over there. The Kivan, the Ika Achar Bahadei, since there's two guys walking in, then, Irtuse Mirtas, one of them is afraid. What does it mean, one of them is afraid? One of them will back down? One of them will back down and say, I was just trying. Really, it's him. Then Rav will agree. Why not? But when there's only one guy, we don't agree. But one guy, we don't allow it. Why? Because maybe Yitzhar took the best of him, and he's not being sincere. But if there's two guys, we assume one's not being sincere. So I'm going to start with the other guy is being sincere.
So why do you think he get
for? What?
Why do you think he get?
No, so he doesn't have to. If there's two, he doesn't have to.
No, the other guy, one guy, think he get.
Because oh, misafek. Misafek will make him give a get. Misafek will make him give a get. Right. What's the downside? Tani Kavatei de Ravasi. We actually have a bris that supports Ravasi, because it says, Kidashti, it's Biti. If somebody married off his daughter, he doesn't know to who. Uba Echad Va'amar Kidashtiha. And someone comes along and says, Uba Echad Va'amar Kidashtiha. And someone says, it's me. Af Neman Liknos. She's even believed to marry her. That's Ravasi. Kansa, and now listen to this. Kansa, he married her. Uba echad va'amar nikadashtia. I'm the one. Lo kol hamenu lo osra love. Lo kol hamenu lo osra love. We don't even believe him to make a problem with this marriage. In other words, the father said, I married off somebody. I don't know who it was. The guy walks in. It's me. Good. They have a chasana. A year later, a guy walks in. No, it's me. Right. We tell that second guy, you didn't touch this marriage at all. We don't believe you at all.
But what happened if it's a day later? Not a year.
It doesn't make a difference. Even if it's a day later.
2 hours later.
2 hours later. You believe the first guy. That's the Bryce says. That's what I said. You can spend a year in this Gemara. Why? Hapesha, Asapesha, Hitter, Chazaka, Rove. I mean, it's all in here. Right? Rove people in the world are not the husband. Why don't we, the Bashem Pereshu asked that question. Why don't we go bust a Rove? Busser Rove is not you. But most people in the world... What? It would be nobody, right? It would be nobody. Some say it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe... One second. What was the question? A better question. First of all, the Ron says... The Pasha question. Ein Davishev Erev Pachas Mishnayim. You need two people. How can the father alone say this? What's going on here? It's a Pasha question. The Ron says... Not the Ron. The Gemara says, the Torah says, Ein Davishev Erev Pachas Mishnayim. You hear this? Ein Davishev Erev Pachas Mishnayim. How can the father say, well, I married her off? Yeah, guy says, yeah, it's me. What's going on here? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because Ein Davishev Erev Pachas Mishnayim is always taking a woman from the position that she's in and changing it. Taking her from a married woman to a not married, from not married to married. You're going against the chazakah. For that you need two people. Here, listen to this. Once the father says, I married her off, he's automatically believed. Why? Because it's biyado. That's what the Gemara is going to say tomorrow. Since it's biyado to him to do this, we believe him. That's another reason why we believe him and not her. It's biyado. It's in his power. How biyado is it? Because he needs a partner. He needs a guy to say, yeah, I'll marry her. Right? But assuming it's biyado, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh, he has the power to marry her off, so it's biyado, so we believe him. Once we believe him, the chazakah is that she's married. Now, one aide coming to say, yeah, I'm going to reinforce that chazakah and say it's me. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Hear that? So the Pnei Yeshua then asks on himself, let's say Rove, and this guy isn't a Rove. I'm going to go bus a Rove. Rove beats Chazaka. So I'm going to go bus a Rove. Rove, he's not the guy. Right? There's 6 billion people in the world. There's like 3 billion men. Right? Whatever, how many Jews, whatever you want to say. He's not the Rove. He's one guy. So I'm going to go bus a Rove. And bus a Rove wouldn't be him. Right? What's the answer to that question? Yeah? That's some answer. That's not Shaykh Rove here. That idea doesn't come into play. Right?
No, the answer is he's already know that he's already claiming that already making to be out of the row. Stands out.
So we have two chazakas. First of all, the chazaka is that the father married her off, and second of all, nobody will sin for no gain. Right? It's a chazaka also. So there's two chazakas. Sometimes it's a svek tveka. Okay. Okay. Now, the second line was, Niskadashti, Venedas Lamina Skadashti. If she says, I got married off, but I don't know to who, she says it, and someone says, oh, it's me, Eino Neman. She's not Eino Neman Litnos. You know why? Because she's going to lie, she's going to want this guy and say, yeah, he's the one, even if it's not true, and no father would say that. So we believe the father, we don't believe her. Now, Iboy Elohu, you know what? We'll do two lines. Iboy Elohu. Mahu Liskol. We're going to start again tomorrow from here, but we can get it started now. Iboy Elohu. Mahu Liskol al Yado. So we said, if the father said she's married, is the father believed? Yeah. What if a man, clearly not the man who is the husband, has relations with her? Did they have relations now with an Eishes Ish? Is there going to be skila for that? Do we believe the father even for Onshin? Or just for Isser? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Right? Iboy Elohu. Mao Lisko al Yado. Do we believe him for Skila? Rav Amr Ein Soklin. Absolutely not. Ravatsi Amr Soklin. Rav Amr Ein Soklin. Ki Haimena Rachman Ola'av. Li Isura. When do we believe the father? Or to say she's a married woman? Likatla? To kill her? Lo Haimena. We don't believe him for that. Ravatsi Amr Soklin. No. Lekule Milsa Haimena Rachman Ola'av. We believe the father of everything. Believe the father of everything. Amar Vasi, Umodina, but I do agree, but Omeres Niskadashti, where I say she got married, she ain't soklin, but there is no skila. Vamar Vasi, Hanushmai Tzididi, Mirafson Agri. That pshat breaks open the roof. One more minute and we'll finish. Hashta. Umabamakom she imba liknos knos. If he comes to marry her, and we allow the marriage to take place. According to Ravasi, we allow that marriage, right? Amarta Soklim, we say there's going to be Skila, so Makom She'im Baliknos Ein Kodes, where we don't allow the marriage, where she says he's the one, we don't allow that marriage. So Ein Odin She'Soklim? Shouldn't there be Skila? She's a married woman, and he's not the husband. So the Gemara says, V'lo hi not shul, av haimena rachmana l'didei, lo haimena, no, so the answer is, father we believe, her we don't believe. And you know what? We'll stop here because now Rav Chisda says a new pshat, and we'll take us to the Mishnah. And we'll stop here, and everybody have a very good day.
What? The guy he married.